www.thebeatsmusic.com.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Mary. Hi, Mary. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, doctor. Great show. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling about ED. I was thinking about possible influence of alcohol, which I know is a powerful de-zinker, and that might affect to some extent that problem. And then the other thing is that nowadays men are wearing a lot of gadgets on their hip, which is pretty close to the ED area. And the seats in their trucks and in their cars, all that high-powered equipment is right underneath of them. Right under their seats. And so I don't know if that would have effect, but yeah, it might.
Well, it can. Are we, when it comes to ED, and we're seeing it more than, I think, more than ever, and we're seeing, obviously, the different drugs and whatnot that are out there. But with erectile dysfunction, one of the main reasons has to do with blood flow. And a lot of the high blood pressure medications are one of the main reasons. So is it something that, now we're talking about ED, are we talking about your husband, someone you're with? Has it been going on for a long time? Or are you just talking in general? What do you think, you know, are you just kind of picking my brain for what the causes are?
I'm just talking in general because I know two men who have that problem, and they're both young. You know, they're
stress
in their 40s.
In their 40s. Well, stress plays a big role, too. And even though you've got medications that can be a cause, you have blood flow that can be a cause. Like if somebody's overweight, okay, that can cause an issue as well. The electromagnetic radiation that we have around us, like cell phones and things that we didn't carry in our pockets 20 years ago, right? I mean, and so we're seeing an increase. I do think that's a contributing factor with erectile dysfunction. I do. I think that a lot of what we have in our newer-based lifestyle with technology definitely plays a role. But I think stress plays a role, too, with where we are now and the hours that people are working and the stress that men are carrying. Not that women aren't carrying them, but, I mean, if we're talking about ED, it definitely affects it. Because when you start talking about lowered testosterone levels, when men go through really tough times, their testosterone begins to lower. The more relaxed the guy is, the higher his testosterone will be. The more stressed he is, the more it will tend to go down. And so lifestyle factors play a big role, too. That's why really every person, male or female, are comprised of three main areas. Your mental side, that's your brain chemistry, your neurotransmitters, and the subconscious mind. You've got the chemical side, which is all of your body chemistry, all the way your heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, and work, and how well the body is nutrient dense as far as having the kind of nutrients, not being deficient in any area, so that all the different organ systems and glandular systems can work properly. So, I mean, it has to do with all of that. There's so many different factors. And then you've got the structural side, too. You've got the bones, muscles, and nerves. The nerves come out of the spinal column, and they coordinate with different areas and organs, muscles, tissues within the body, whether it's sensory or motor. And, you know, so we have so many different facets. So it's not, with ED, it's tough to pinpoint on one thing. If they're in their 40s, it usually, unless they're really, really overweight, it usually has to do with stress levels. That can play a big role. Self-esteem, stress levels. I mean, not from the sexual act itself, but just self-esteem in general. It could be their job. It could be going through depression. You know, that can be a big cause for that. So there's a lot of factors and a lot of questions that would need to be asked by their physician if they're working. I do think that with ED, I think we're too quick because there's the phosphodiesterase inhibitors, which are the medications, like your Cialis, your Viagra. I do think many times that we don't dig in deep enough as doctors because we have kind of those quick fix medications out there. And we just, you know, here, take this pill. When there's a lot of emotional relevancy, I think, to a lot of the cause of ED. And it's tough because for a younger guy to go through that can be challenging. You think somebody that's in their 70s or 80s is pretty normal when really it's not. If you're active and you maintain good hormone levels and your stress levels are down, it's not normal to just have ED. It's like it's not normal just to have high blood pressure because maybe your granddad had it or your dad had it. So a lot of different factors. And I think erectile dysfunction needs to be looked at a little bit more in the future too, just with all the different factors that go along with it. But it's a great question. And really when it comes down to what causes it, I do think there are a variety of factors. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Let's go to Ellen now. Hi, Ellen.
Hello.
Hi there. How can I help?
I've been waiting so long for you, I've given up.
Well, don't give up. You're
anyway,
on the air.
I wanted to tell you I got a new problem now. I twisted my knee. Can you help me?
Uh-oh. What happened?
What can I do? Do I have to go to a chiropractor, or will it work its way out?
Well, how did you twist it?
I don't have any idea.
So woke up one day and you have a pain in your knee?
Yeah, it just happened since yesterday.
Oh, did it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, probably. I would probably go see your family physician first. They may send you over to an orthopedic and let them take a look at it. It's probably one of your best bets. U.S. workers are now not getting enough sleep, they're saying. Fully 30% of U.S. adults or 40 million workers sleep 6 or fewer hours a day, new CDC report shows. The National Sleep Foundation recommends we get 7 to 9 hours of sleep each day. Most at risk, according to the report, are people who at work the night shift, especially those in transportation, warehouse, and healthcare industries. And sleep deprivation has consequences. If a person doesn't get the recommended amount of sleep, they're at increased risk of injuries that could affect them or the general public if they're a commercial driver, says Sarah Lukart, who's an MD and a master's of public health. She's a medical officer in the Division of Surveillance, Hazard Evaluations, and Field Studies at the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health in Washington, D.C. Lack of sleep, she says, on a chronic basis also increases the risk for other health conditions such as obesity, depression, heart disease, and diabetes. According to the new report, 44% of people who work the night shift were short sleepers, compared with 28% of those who work during the day. People aged 30 to 44 made up the age group most likely to be sleep deprived. And others who are not getting enough sleep include people who hold down more than one job, widows, divorcees, or recent separated partners. The findings are based on data from the 2010 National Health Review Survey. They appear in the April 27th issue of the CDC's Morbidity and Mortality. So sleep is important. And I'm sure we all go through phases where you don't get enough. But on a regular basis, it does accumulate and it adds up and you can never get it back. Remember that. People think you can catch up on your sleep, which is a big topic. Everybody says, oh yeah, I'm going to catch up this weekend. You won't catch up. Your body feels the aging part of that process. But some people don't need but 6 hours, and they function quite well. So even though this is a national study, and there's kind of that general guideline, usually there is a guideline for you. You just have to figure out where that sweet spot is so that you can function at your optimal level. Be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk Radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Call now, 888-283-7272. And check us out online at HealthCoachRadio.com.
study that almost 8,000 British servants averaged age 49 who were asked about their satisfaction in seven areas of their lives: romantic relationships, leisure activities, job, family, sex, standard of living, and oneself. Over a follow-up period of about 6 years, higher levels of overall self-satisfaction were associated with statistically significant 13% reduced risk of coronary heart disease. Satisfaction in four main areas, job, family, sex, and self, was also associated with a 13% reduced risk of heart disease. So the reduced risk, however, was not associated with the love relationships, leisure activities, or standard of living, the researchers found. So taken together, the research indicates that being satisfied with a specific life domain, in particular one's job, family, sex life, and self, is a positive health asset associated with reduction in incident of coronary heart disease. So the study was in the European Heart Journal. And, of course, they did an additional study, they said, at the Harvard School of Public Health, as they noted in this. But I just want to add to that, because in a healthy relationship, in a love relationship, in a marital relationship, in my opinion, that's where the greatest sense of satisfaction can be, of course, if it's the right one and if you're in the right, you know, situation. But they leave that out in here. I know that wasn't really compared to, but there's nothing like being with, you know, someone that you're close to, someone that you're having that oneness with. And that is, as we've seen plenty of studies outside of this that prove that people that are married in happy, loving relationships live longer, guys and men and women, you know, versus people that are in strained relationships or single and just having sex. They definitely show the lifespan increase is quite different. So just something to add. This is very important. So life is full of balance. It's about being satisfied with your life and about being grateful with your life, but also realizing that you're multifaceted. You're not just one-dimensional, that there's many different aspects to our health that play a huge role for your overall happiness. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to Janet now. Hi, Janet.
Actually, I was complaining to a specialist on pain on my left side, some other little health issue, and they scheduled CAT scan for me. Didn't show anything like serious, only they find the little cyst on my liver.
Okay.
And they scheduled colonoscopy for me, which I want to ask you what you think about done colonoscopy.
Well, I think anytime you have something that's just a little weird, a little odd, a little off, that when the doctors have the ability to do some of these tests like a colonoscopy, I think that it's critical. Ultrasounds, these kind of tests are actually pretty simple in nature. Colonoscopy is a little bit more involved, but still a pretty simple procedure for the GI doc to do. And they really do give a lot of great information. And it's very helpful to you because, I mean, if you don't know what's going on, there's things you just can't see, and the doctor can't do on a typical physical exam, then by going in, they'll be able to figure it out and really keep you to the next level. And that's what you really want to focus on, is to make sure that you've got the right information, that you understand it, and that you can come up with a good game plan, whether it's good or bad. And that way you have the best means of taking care of your health. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And our preferred wellness providers are healthcare providers in your area that need or that believe the same way we do, nutrition and lifestyle-based care. And they can take you to the next level in your health and your life. Our team members are standing by always during the day and can help you find the folks no matter where you are. It doesn't matter what city you're in and you're kind of sick and tired of being sick and tired and you want to have a new outlook on your life and need someone to coach you and walk you through that. That is what they're there for. Doris, you're next on the show. How can I help?
I seem to fall asleep at night. And another thing is I have I'm 81 years old, but up until 3 months ago, I was doing all my yard work and everything, but now it's kind of slowed down, and I can't do that anymore.
Well, the sleep, it's I'll tell you one of the biggest issues with this kind of situation is serotonin. And serotonin, believe it or not, it's a brain chemical. that can cause a lot of this. And you always have to be careful because nutrition plays such a big role in the way our brain functions. And not having the right nutrients on a regular basis can cause brain chemistry to really get off kilter and not be kind of going at the best level or at the highest level. So one of the best things you want to think about, you think, okay, am I eating well? Am I exercising? Am I taking care of myself? But with serotonin, certain foods like turkey, chicken, salmon, those foods right there, eggs, whole eggs, because the egg yolk contains certain components in it that will help with serotonin levels. But these foods will raise serotonin in the brain and really help it go to the next level. Now, also certain supplements, but here's the deal. I'm not a big fan of working on serotonin with supplements because if you're taking any medications whatsoever, you don't want to mess around with the supplementation. 5-HTP, pyridoxal 5-phosphate, a version of vitamin B6, all of these are helpful. And also your omega-3 fats, especially your high DHA oils, such as the cod liver oil, make a big difference. So these are all really, really important when you're kind of looking at, okay, what's really going to be best for me? What's really going to take me to the next level? You heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Hi, Patty. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. I want to thank you so much for your program. I spoke to you the other night about my daughter, and when I got off the phone, she said, "Now, Mom, it's your turn. You better call him."
Okay.
Well, I'm suffering from so many things. I don't know where to start, but I guess the most important things are just today saw a doctor, and it was about my manic depression. And I have been very manic lately. And my daughter spotted and she said, "Mom, I've got to get you to the doctor." And he sighed in me. And he said, "Well, I think we're going to take you off Lamictal, and we're going to put you back on lithium." Well, I was toxic with lithium before, and that scared me because I was having just repeated trips to the bathroom. So much it was just annoying, and I couldn't. I was almost incontinent. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, the lithium destroys the kidneys.
It was bad.
Yeah, lithium is very hard on the kidneys.
But I was drinking plenty of water, and my daughter said maybe it was good. I was washing it out of my system. Mm. The doctor said, "No, you were very toxic, and I would like to decrease your milligrams of lithium. We're going to put you back on lithium, and I think it'll work." And it's a new one. It's lithium Escalus. What is that?
Yeah.
Slow working?
It's just it's a slower one. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay, well, on top of that, I finally informed my doctor that I've been seeing a neurologist, and they discovered I had multiple sclerosis. Well, all of a sudden, he perks up.
He's that's recently, right?
No.
So the multiple sclerosis, when did they find that out?
After my father died in 1991.
Okay, got it.
But I'm so blessed because I've only had one attack to where my wrist stung and my fingers went numb when I was doing dishes. And then it was not so bad, but they put me on a steroid drip and I never, ever want that again. It was horrible. I couldn't sleep, and then I became manic. So this doctor said, he said, do you understand there's a linkage between your, oh my gosh, I forgot. Your manic depression.
We can help that too.
And your MS. He said there's a link there. How?
You want to know how?
Yes.
Well, MS, well, here's the deal. When acetylcholine, there's a couple of neurotransmitters in the body, in the brain chemistry, and when they get low and become decreased, then there's some issues that can happen as a result of that. Acetylcholine is one of them, and acetylcholine, when it gets low, it's a primary neurotransmitter. When it gets low, there can be all kinds of neurological conditions that take place, including MS.
Cognition? Oh.
Yeah, cognition is a big one. But the other one is serotonin. Now, serotonin is pretty much known for depression and that kind of thing. But for bipolar, typically it's the main neurotransmitter that's being affected. Whether it's too high or too low, it causes major issues within the whole bipolar situation. So just so you know that.
2 weeks ago, I was severely depressed and I was suicidal. I went in the kitchen and found a knife, and if it hadn't been for my 3-year-old granddaughter, I would have done it. She came up and said, "Nana, write me a note. I want you to write something on this piece of paper for me." So she gave me a post-it, and I looked at her and said, "What is it, sweetheart?" And she said, "God loves me."
Unbelievable. That's great. That's incredible.
I started crying and I couldn't.
Well, yeah, it's like a little angel he just sent right in front of you. I mean, that's the thing, the brain chemistry.
Well, how could I be depressed 2 weeks ago and manic yesterday?
Because your brain chemistry's off.
Wow.
It's something you can't control.
So severely off.
Yeah, it is.
But I want to control. I have no control
over hypothyroid. You can get control.
I have hypothyroidism, and I had 4 polyps removed from my colon.
How long have you been taking lithium?
Oh, my gosh.
Lithium.
It's all connected?
It's all connected.
Oh, my gosh.
Lithium is a very hard medication. It destroys the kidneys. It can also destroy the thyroid gland.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But it's a catch-22. Well, it's a catch-22, though. If you're severely manic depressive, then sometimes lithium is about the only thing that can balance somebody out.
That's what he said.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
he wants me to come back in 5 days to see if I'm toxic again.
Well, here's some things that will help. Remember, foods are best medicine. So the drugs are powerful, and the drugs can definitely balance things out for a period of time. But you want to make sure you're doing the right things on a daily basis when it comes to your brain chemistry, for sure. Yeah, there's foods that you can eat that will maintain your serotonin levels, and then there's some foods that you want to eat to maintain acetylcholine levels. So let's talk about serotonin first. That would be mushrooms, fish, chicken, spinach, and red meat. All of that's very good. And then also turkey is really good as well. All of those foods will help support serotonin levels. Then 5-HTP is really good too, but you have to be careful because a lot of times when you're taking other medications, the 5-HTP is a real challenge as far as that goes. The other is you want to make sure that you're doing niacinamide. That's a version of vitamin B3 and pyridoxal 5-phosphate, which is a version of vitamin B6. All of those help maintain proper brain chemistry, especially with serotonin. And you also want to make sure you're doing plenty of cod liver oil. Cod liver oil. And I would encourage you to maybe talk to your physician and see if they'd be okay with that, because the ionic lithium, the molecule size, really small. And the body accepts it very well, and it's not hard on the kidneys, and it's not hard on the thyroid gland. So there are some other options, but get in touch with your physician, see what the next checkup's going to be, and if you want to, just give me a call, and we'll walk through it here on the show. Thanks, Patty. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Cliff. Hi, Cliff. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Living well, man. What's up?
Well, I have a question. My mother, can you hear me?
Sure can.
Okay. My mother I don't know if she's considered borderline diabetic or not, but she's 87. She's in a nursing home. Now, the thing is, with me, I've been under a lot of stress. Like, I've been out of work for 14 months, and I check my sugar every so often. And one of my questions is, because I have high cholesterol and I'm trying to bring it down, but my one question is, and I'm on the internet all the time for this, what are the normal ranges for blood sugar?
For just the standard range?
Yeah, for testing, like I have a little meter, and what's a normal reading for blood for glucose numbers?
Clinically, there's two types of ranges. There's going to be the clinical range, and which is the standard range, and then there's more the optimal range that you want to be in. The clinical range is from about 75 to about 125.
Okay,
that's the clinical range. When you start getting over 125. That's when you start getting the title. You can get into the diabetes title, get that thrown at you. Okay. Now, the rule of thumb is you always want your blood sugar to stay under 100. That's a good safe area to hang out. So that's what you always want to shoot for. But it's not just the blood sugar number. There's another number called the hemoglobin A1C or HA1C. It's kind of the gold standard for any type of diabetes or anything in that genre. So it gives you, what the A1C does is the blood sugar could be just for that day. So when you check blood sugar for that day, that's what you're getting in blood glucose. The hemoglobin A1C shows a mark of where kind of all the glucose has been over about a 3-month period. So that's why they base a lot of what they do on the A1C, a lot of what the diagnoses are based on.
I guess about a week ago, I went to see my mother in the nursing home, and when I left, I hadn't eaten, but in the morning, I checked it on the meter, and it was like 169, and then about 10 minutes later, it went down to 159. Now, when I came home from seeing her about 6, I checked it, and it was like 84.
Wow. No, it's fluctuating a little bit. It's fluctuating a little bit. Are you taking any medications?
No, I'm not for that, no, but I am taking medication.
For what?
Cholesterol medication, blood pressure medication, something the doctor gave me because I've had kidney stones.
Okay.
I started taking the glucose medication, or cholesterol, excuse me, about 2 months ago.
Which statin? Are you taking statin?
I'll tell you in about a second.
It's all right.
Mobile phone.
If you're taking a statin, you're probably taking a statin. I mean, that's
I'm
very standard.
The kitchen, I can pick
you want to take. You want to make sure. I mean, if you're taking a statin drug, you want to make sure you're taking CoQ10. The other thing is, let's talk a little bit about if you're dealing with blood sugar. Let's talk a little bit about what you're eating every single day too. Talk to me about breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What you normally eat.
Sometimes I eat at lunch, and I don't. I'm just not hungry, and then most of the time I do, you know, at dinner, because my wife's a microbiologist. She says I need to break it down. I need to have 2 meals a day, but I haven't been doing that for a long time.
Yeah, you need to shoot for at least 3 to 4 meals a day. Your body needs that steady intake of nutrients, and it'll help keep your blood sugar levels balanced. Just eating 2 meals a day, it spaces it out too much, and it really challenges your blood sugar system. That's what I would get started with. Get my book, Empowering Your Health, and get started on the anti-inflammatory diet in there. I think that'd be a great place for you to start, really, especially in dealing with the blood sugar levels. You have to get those things balanced out. Chromium and vanadium work very well, too, to get those stabilized. I would get a blood test, though, done and get that A1C checked. If you're taking a statin drug for the cholesterol, I would encourage you to consider using nicotinic acid because it works about the same. So does red yeast rice. If you're going to take that drug, though, use CoQ10 to offset any negative effects it could have on the heart. Thanks for the call.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT.
FAT to 71700 at 71700 and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
you're struggling with, realize this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. There's always hope. You don't have to be stuck where you are. And the body can change. But you have to be willing to change your lifestyle choices. So everything from drinking more water, half your body weight in ounces of pure non-chlorinated water every single day. Because the body's made of 75% water. Very important. Foundational four supplements, good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes that break your food down. Cod liver oil and probiotics is a staple. And also, don't forget to have your blood work checked every 6 months at least, because our blood changes every 90 to 120 days. So our body's constantly changing. Making sure that you put the right stuff in is critical for your health and for your life, knowing what to put in. So when you find your nutritional deficiencies, which nutritional deficiencies are critical, and we get them all the time because of poor choices in our diet, and it takes knowing what nutrients to put back in. All of these really keys are important to really go to the next level with your health and with your life. Our scripture for the day comes from Psalm chapter 42, verse 11. It says, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God. I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God." Why are you downcast? Knowing that there's a God that created you, that custom designed you, that made you in His image, and that wants to see you live a great life to make the right choices as He guides you. So are you letting Him, and are you following Him? That's really the key. Jeffrey, you're next with us on the show. How can I help?
I'm a 50-year-old male, and I have type 2 diabetes with thyroid condition, insulin-dependent diabetic. I'm not overweight. I don't have high blood. It's not hereditary that I should have diabetes. It's my mom, dad, brother, and sister. None of them have it. I was diagnosed with it about 5 years ago, which would put me at about 45 years old. And so just had some questions concerning the diet for diabetics. And some of the supplements that, along with that diet, that might could ease up some of this medication that I don't really want to take to with me into my retirement years if I could beat it or somehow help it out a little.
I understand you not wanting to do that. Well, a couple things come to mind and are quite important when you're looking at diabetes, which I believe one of the top health challenges that Americans are facing, but at the same time, one of the top health challenges that you can come out of if you'll simply change your lifestyle. And so coming up with your diet is the key. Food can be your best medicine in this. And if no one's working with you on a good diet, someone needs to. And that needs to be step number one, because making sure that you have good lean quality proteins at every meal. This is three meals a day, a couple of snacks in between. Whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, and probiotics as your foundational four. Okay, so your food, though, is going to be critical. Proteins, fats, carbohydrates, three times a day. With your snacks, always having a, if you're going to have a carbohydrate like an apple, you always want to have fat with it, like almonds or walnuts or cashews, because the fats or protein will help slow down the release of the carbohydrates. And that makes a huge difference in your overall health, and it makes a huge difference in the way your body responds, especially dealing with diabetes. And those small, frequent meals will help stabilize blood sugar along the way. Now, here's another little key. Supplement-wise, chromium picolinate has been shown to have good research. It's been around forever. Alpha-lipoic acid has really come on strong with a lot of research behind it. And then don't forget about things like vanadyl sulfate. The only thing is with vanadyl sulfate, if you struggle with depression at all, the vanadyl sulfate can become a little bit of an issue. So that's the only one you really need to be a little bit careful with. But otherwise, others are great. And they have great research behind them. But it's keeping those healthy fats in. Keeping the healthy fats is critical when you're dealing with diabetes, and also looking at a good game plan. Exercise, too. 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, from what we've seen in the research, is always good in dealing with it. But know that you can come out of it. You're not just stuck. Just because you've been given a diagnosis doesn't mean you have no prognosis. I don't buy into that at all. Terry, you're with us next. How can I help?
I was calling about my husband. His blood creatinine is at 28, so I was trying to see what we can do, get his blood up.
Well, it depends. If he's the issue, if it's B12 or if it's iron. So the hematocrit or the hemoglobin, either one, if they're low, you've got to think B12 or iron. Now, a TIBC blood test is a good one to do, and your doctor can do that easily. Just ask them to say TIBC. Ferritin is good because it shows you the storage tank for iron. And then also methylmalonic acid, MMA, is a good one too, because methylmalonic acid is so critical for the big picture and making sure that it's kind of at a good level and at a good pace. That's really the key. So once you figure out exactly which areas really are deficient in causing that deficit, then you can come up with a good game plan from there. And a lot of foods, very similar, that carry iron also carry B12. Red meat's really good. Organic grass-fed, of course. And your dark leafy green vegetables, spinach, kale, all of those are critical for bringing up iron and B12 all the way around. And so when you're dealing with low hemoglobin, hematocrit, first you've got to make sure there's not a bleed in the body of any kind. Of course, they're going to check that if it's severe. But if it's just something slight, it's probably just a vitamin or mineral deficiency. And at the same time, building that back up can make a big difference. It changes energy levels dramatically. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time. The one thing you don't want to lose, ever lose, is hope.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, and visit getgeneme.me, that's getgeneme.me, to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.